From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A group of Italian researchers is taking down a national icon. The icon is a World War II-era police official considered the Italian Schindler, credited with saving the lives of 5,000 Jews. But after poring over reams of old documents, the researchers say they've found no evidence to support the legend. As NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports, that has angered supporters of a man who has been put on the track to sainthood.
The Italian city of Trieste is home to the Risiera di San Saba, a rice warehouse used during World War II as the only death camp on Italian soil. The audio guide says it was administered directly by the Third Reich.
The center and emblem of Nazi repression in the Adriatic coastal area, transit station of political and racial prisoners to other camps of the Reich, generally Dachau, Buchenwald, and Mauthausen for political prisoners, Auschwitz and later Bergen-Belsen for the Jews.
Jews who transited through here came from many fascist-occupied towns in what's now Croatia, including Fiume. Three-quarters of the Jews living in Fiume never returned alive. Among Italian Jews, this was the community that in percentage terms paid the highest price in the Holocaust. Fiume is where a young fascist police officer, Giovanni Palatucci, was stationed from 1937 to 1944, handling deportations of Jews and political prisoners. Since his death, Palatucci has been honored as an example of heroism for having allegedly disobeyed orders and helping thousands of Jews to escape. He's celebrated throughout Italy. Streets, squares, and schools are named after him. But newly released research by, among others, Trieste historian and educator Marco Kozlovic has led to second thoughts. Kozlovic has carefully studied the wartime police archives of Fiume, where there were only some 500 Jews at the start of the war.
There is no concrete evidence whatsoever that Palatucci saved 5,000 Jews, as many believe. Those are crazy numbers that do not correspond to the historical record. They're unfounded, not believable.
Kozlovic, who has written extensively about deportations, Nazi death camps, and fascist persecution of Jews, says the Fiume documents actually tarnish Palatucci's reputation.
They show that he extorted money from Jews and confiscated their goods. He carried out his job fully as a willing enabler of the fascist regime. The only time he treated some individual Jews more gently was when his superiors had extorted payments from them for a safe passage.
Kozlovic and other researchers presented their findings at Centro Primo Levi at New York's Center for Jewish History last year. And last month, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington removed Palatucci from a summer exhibit. The Yad Vashem Museum in Jerusalem said it's reviewing the case, and the Anti-Defamation League announced it will no longer present an award named for Palatucci. But the Giovanni Palatucci Association in Italy is hitting back, saying it has dozens of letters from Jews claiming their relatives were saved by Palatucci. Rolando Balugani, vice president of the association, points out that Palatucci was arrested by the Nazis and died at the Dachau camp. And he lashes out at those he calls revisionist historians.
These people are doing an underhanded and very nasty operation against a man who at the age of 36 died trying to save the lives of Jews and to save the Italianness of the city of Fiume.
But Kozlovic says documents show that Palatucci was sent to Dachau on charges of embezzlement and treason, not saving Jews. Since the Palatucci affair exploded, the question being asked is, how was the myth of an Italian Raoul Wallenberg created? Simon Levis Sulman teaches modern European history at Venice University.
One of the problems with the rescuers, they are acknowledged as righteous before historians write their history. What we know is that behind these major cases are important and very influential political, cultural, and spiritual actors, which in the case of Palatucci are the Catholic Church and the Italian police.
Levis Sulman says the Palatucci case reflects the Italian nation's wartime guilt.
I think that this search for positive figures has been a cover-up for the responsibility of Italians and of other people in Western and Eastern Europe who have killed the Jews. I have the fear, if we look at the Italian cases, that there is a major effort by the Catholic Church and by the Catholic world in general to look at these rescuers and to turn them into saints.
The new evidence debunking the Palatucci myth has caused concern at the Vatican. The semi-official L'Osservatore Romano carried an article with the headline, "It's an attack on the Church of Pius XII." He's the Pope widely accused of remaining silent during the Holocaust. But the Vatican has also indicated it has asked a historian to look again into Palatucci's cause for sainthood. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.